Father, Son, Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Actually, I like this better than... Hi, John. Okay, so that wasn't planned. It was like a cancellation the last minute, so we'll just discuss stuff together. Yeah, so we'll discuss this together. Okay, so in the last 4 weeks, we were discussing about God, right? The humanity, divinity, and the Holy Trinity, right? So we got to know about God. Yeah, we got knowledge. So we got to know about God, right? And kind of like theological point of view, like maybe knowledge more than any other thing. So we got to know about the God, how the humanity of God. But now we'll try to, like this, I think the talk will be two halves. The first one will be, how can I benefit from this knowledge? And the second will be kind of introduction of how to start a relationship with God. The first step of how to start a relationship with God. But first, let's see how can we get benefit from something like the humanity of God. What does it mean to me that the Son of God enfleshed, or God, he got a flesh, he got like feelings, I can touch him, all people can touch him, he can feel stuff. How can I get benefit of this? How can I, like, what does it mean to me?
That he's, he feels what I feel, he's, passed through everything I pass through, relatable.
Haven't I been live enough? I think something that Abuna Anthony mentioned a while ago, and he's talking about the faith, is that it's full of paradoxes. So like something that I just noticed, that this is also like a paradox. He is like, he's completely God, but completely approachable to us. And I don't think that you find that in any other religion, where like the God that they believe in and worship is as approachable as a father. So I think that's pretty cool.
I think we still underestimate the fact that God was here in our land. He felt he had been through whatever I can go through. Like, did you ever feel depressed? Did you realize that God himself, Jesus Christ, felt the same? Felt sad? Did you realize that he felt, he can feel, he can understand when you go and tell him, God, I am depressed. He's not about the knowledge of he is God and he knows everything. No, he felt the same before. Do you know when? You remember when?
Yes, many times. Like, depressed? Yeah. Or sad? Angry? Or, I don't know. Like
when he said, take my cup.
Yeah, okay. That's one and that's two.
When
he wasn't...
No, it's fine.
So one time he was sad, and he was like really sad till death, right? He said that. And my soul is sad till death. And he's trying to avoid the cup, right, which is the death. And then one time in Lazarus, he grieved, he cried, he wept. Jesus wept. Like, this is kind of, like try to imagine it. Sammy said, if you go to any other religion and said that God wept, like they can, like, you know, like if they are like kind of religious, it would be like, what are you saying? What do you say? So if you go, like, did God lost one of his family, right? He did. So he lost Joseph, right? He's like kind of, is not his father. We know that it's not his father, but I mean, he's the one of the family. He lost him, and he could raise him like any other one, right? He couldn't just Joseph just rise, right? But he didn't. I think he wanted to feel the same, that someone lost one of his family member. Do you know what that is? When you go through this, you can go to God and it's like, God, I can't handle it, and he will tell you, yes, I know. I was there. I had the same. Okay, I know what you're what you say. You know what? Like, I feel like old. He will give you empathy and like he knows what you have been through. Like he knows how sad you are. He knows how what the big loss. He lost his best friend Lazarus. Right? Did you feel ever like you're lonely? You have no one understand you? Did you ever feel that in your like tough time no one can even like support you? He had the same. He was begging to his disciples, like, please stay with me 1 hour. And no one stayed. They all ran away from him in his tough time. Did you feel ever you betrayed from your best friend? He had the same, right? So, like, use this. Go to God and tell him, God, I'm crying. You have two options. You can cry alone, right? You can do that. You can grieve alone. You can cry. You can suffer alone. But you can go to someone he knows. Like, you know, they're telling you, like, some people, like, don't go to doctor, go to someone has experience of the disease. He'll tell you, okay, you know what? With this kind of disease, when I had this cold or this kind of virus this year, you know, do 1, 2, 3. So imagine this is God, your God, like, experience the same feeling as you. So do not underestimate. Just take it, use it, live it. Go and tell him, you know what does it mean when you're being lonely. You know what does it mean when you're in pain. He suffered. He felt the pain. He knows what pain is. Okay. Can you, Sami, or everybody, like Hebrew, the second chapter of Hebrew, 2:17. Someone read it loudly.
Therefore, in all things, he had to be made like his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to aid those who are tempted.
So God himself has been tempted. Anyone here has been tempted before? Like, I think. Yes. Your Lord has been tempted, and he knows how tough it is to be under the trial of this. So, and what the purpose of that? He can now help you. He will be the like aid for you. He like you. He like the same. He came and the same like his brothers, and now he can help. Has been suffered or has been tempted. So that's why God, when Jesus, who is doing like miracles, sometimes he's like, you know, the man who's had like a problem in his hand, he did the miracle, but he told him something like, stretch your hand. Just like he's trying to tell us, like, stretch your hand, pick all this blessing, take it, it's yours, it's free. We underestimate it. We just think about God, he's like the Almighty God, the one in the heaven. I know he knows everything because he's God. But sometimes we underestimate that he has been, like, he went through all of this. So that's number one, the humanity of God, right? Number two, divinity of God. How can, like, of course, Abuna Maxim, he was talking about the divinity of God. Do anyone remember the three words of the, like, he was talking about it?
One essence, begotten, not made. In Haga with this.
I think you remember the fourth one, not silence. That's kind of a joke. Okay, so I mean, okay, that's a kind of, I know I'm funny. خلاص, thank you, Sammy, thank you. انسى الحتة دي. بس هو هي the fourth one was silence, صح؟ ما كانش يهزر, okay. Anyway. Anyway, so, I mean, now you know about the divinity. Yes. The divinity of God. How does it mean to me? How does it mean to me that divinity of God? Like he, like anyone can, like, okay, I know about it academic point of view, is the divinity of God. But what does it mean to me? How can it, how could this help me to know God? Like, what does it mean to anyone?
And he can do anything. He's almighty, God.
Powerful, almighty. He can do. Yes, and more. He can change me. He's God. He can change me. He can do miracles, right? And the most important miracle to me is change me. Sometimes I feel like, you know, I don't think I will be like kind of the one like this, like the holy, or be saint, like all of us called to be saint, right? But I know, you know what, it's not me. I'm sorry. It's like, but when I know that the divinity of God, he can change me, he can do that to me. And as Maggie said, it's like he's almighty God, he can do miracles, he can change, he can do everything, okay? It's kind of comfort when you know that your God, who, like, you call him Father, my Father, every single day, he's God, the Almighty God, the powerful God. And then we got to know about the Holy Trinity and how, like, the Abuna explained to us, like, the golden triangle, right? Remember? And it's like A is not equal to B, but not equal to C. And it's all golden, so the all sin nature. I will not go through it, but I mean, I got to know that the person, the second person of the Holy Trinity in flesh, just to show me God and to be touchable, to be like here with us. So that's a kind of like, okay, how can I get benefit from the part of like the theological part we got. The second thing we'll talk about, which is the main talk, about how can I get like start the relationship with God. And then can you get Sammy? Luke 15:11. Do you know the, yes, the parable of the lost son? Okay, we all know the story, right? But how can we get from this story like steps or four steps, how can we get relationship with God? I'm not sure, do we need to read it? Okay. Sammy.
Mark?
I have to squint my eyes. Then he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. So he divided to them his livelihood. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living. But when he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in that land, and he began to be in want. Then he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him unto his fields to feed swine. And he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. And I will arise and go to my father and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father, but when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet, and bring the fatted calf here and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they began to be merry. Thank
you. Okay. It's all about a younger son. He was like, you know, told his father, just I need my my inheritance back. Like, before you die, I'm Hari, I just need my inheritance, just give me my inheritance, and I'll go to any city. And then he went to a city, and he started to spend whatever he has, whatever the father gave him. He started to spend and spend and spend until he ran out, right? Then something happened. He just get, like, after he went to the, like, he was start to work where? The last thing, with pigs, right? And he started to feel like the food of the pigs is like something like he wanted to, but he even this one, he didn't get it, he couldn't get it. And then he started something to happen. This is the first step. Before he go back to the father, something happened. He start to feel like, you know what, this is not me. This is not my place. So the first step, fed up, get desperate, get tired of being tired, get tired of being with the pigs. If you don't feel like, I'm not from here, I'm not belonging to the pigs stuff, this is not my food, this is not my clothes, this is not me. Unless you feel the same, unless you feel like this is not your place, you will never change. You will never go to God. So the first one is just fed up. Get fed up, right? So get desperate of being, you know, everybody's like, you know, I get desperate of my friends, I get desperate of, because, you know, I get desperate of being hungry all the time. I get desperate of being in the mud. I get fed up. Just like say I'm not from here. There is something like, you know, I feel like being dirty. This is not me. I'm not from this place. Until you feel, if you feel okay, if you feel like I'm fine, if you're like, you know what, feeling tired all the time is okay. I'm okay. I get used to it. You will never, and you feel like, okay, God is not here. I can't feel him in my life. Yes, because you get used to it. You don't feel dirty. Like, I feel okay. I'm okay. Like, until you feel like fed up, like feel that, like, I'm not, you know, this life is like being disgusting. So this is the first step. The first step is fed up. Okay. And then he came to himself. He came to himself. Like, he started to wake up. Okay. And, but don't get this feeling. Like, you know, if you get only fed up of being, I'm not from here, you might go and say, you know, go away more, you know, go away from the father. But he accepted himself. He felt like, I am his son. Yes, I did something wrong. I'm not from here, but still I am his son. So fed up, accept yourself. That's number one. Feel like, okay, feel like, I should come to my father now and accept yourself, even in the mud, in the disgusting, like, smelling, whatever. You know what happened when he came to the father? The father, what did he do? He hugged him. Did he wash him first? Like, he gave him shower first? Or, like, you know, like try to imagine this guy coming from the mud and with the pigs, and he was trying to get some food, and how bad he, like, his, like, you know, clothes and smelling and whatever, and still the father accepted him as he is. He hugged him and he kissed him. He didn't ask him, why did he do that? Did he? No, he didn't. Sometimes when we are, like, away in another city at this poor guy, he's like, okay, you know what? I should be clean first before I go to Father. Before I go to church, I have to clean myself. And it will never happen. It will never happen. The church, like the church father said, the church is the hospital. It's a kind of, come sick. Don't worry. Just come sick. Like, just feel like I'm not from here and get back to yourself and say, okay, he will accept me. And then he said, like, you know what? I will go and tell him that. Okay, like, don't call me your son anymore. Just hire me. You know what? Hiring me is much better than I have now. What I have now is like is less than any one of the servant. Just, I'm not your son anymore. Just hire me. And the father, he did not allow him to say it. Like, what did he say? Like, the plan said, like, Sammy or anyone, can you say what his plan first? Don't call me your son and consider me one of your servant. And what did he do?
But the father said to his servants, bring out the best robe and put it on him. And he arose, one of your hired servants, yeah. And he arose and came to his father, but when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and I'm no longer worthy to be called your son.
Yeah, he did not complete the sentence. The father, he started to hug and kiss him, so he did not complete the sentence of, like, consider me one of your hired servants. Okay, so the first one, get fed up, get desperate, get tired of your situation now. The second thing, face yourself, like, okay, try to own your sins. Like, sometimes what we do, like, okay, when you ask someone why you do that, it was like, okay, everybody do the same, you know, everybody does the same. I'm not doing something weird. It's a freedom. Okay, don't call it freedom, call it sin. When you do something wrong, put the right name on it. Do not try to make it up. Do not try to hide it. Do not try to make it look like, you know, it's okay. Just call it sin, okay? I sinned against you and against God. That's what he did. So he owned up his sins. So he came back to himself and he owned up his sins. And the Bible said, when you feel like you're away from God, when you feel like you don't feel God in your life, don't try to imagine that God, he went away. No, you went away. God didn't move. You have something between you and God. Okay? So your sins separate you from God. Sometimes we have idols in our life. Like, it's not like the idols. But, of course, what could be the idol? Like, give me an example, anyone.
Heroin.
Heroin. Technology. Heroin is like, okay, we'll talk about it later, one to one. Okay, what else? Technology. Okay.
Material. Money.
Money, material. Anything. So anything that it could be like a habit, you do it as, you know, I can't stop. Sorry?
Just like heroin.
Just like heroin, yeah, you can't stop. Okay. So that could be your idol. That could be your God. That's your God. So number one, get fed up. Get desperate. Get tired of what you are in now. And number two, like, own your sins. And say, okay, you know what? I'm not from here. I got sin against you and against God. And guess what? Again, like, the father did not give him, like, shower first, because, you know, the father is holy. And this guy coming from mud and pigs and, like, it's kind of disgusting, right? But still, the father, he hugged him and he kissed him. And then he starts to give him other stuff, like, you know, the son just, what the son did, he just turned. Okay, he started to, he said, okay, I'm going to the father, I will say that, and then I will see what will happen. And then how can you count how many things the father, before that you have a question.
She didn't go back to the father for good reasons.
Okay.
Like good intentions. His intentions were based on himself. His intentions were based on himself.
Okay, that's good.
Okay.
He didn't care about the father, like, support his not saying.
Okay, that's a good question. So his intention is not because, like, you know, it's about him, like, he's like self-centered, right? Because I feel hungry, I feel like lost, I feel like, you know, desperate to food and money, so I have to go back, right?
Okay, comment. Let's, I just wanted to explain to John, because I think that it's not like the son just needed a job, you know, like how many times do we call on our father, like God in this example, whenever we need something, you know what I mean? So it's like we know that he's always going to be there for us and always going to love us. So I think that the son knew that his father would accept him no matter what, you know.
So he knows that he will accept him. But that's
why? He knows the love his father has for him.
Yeah,
just
he
like
knows my father loves you so much. I'm
okay,
gonna
he said like
go and get some more money and get
no,
some.
No, that doesn't say that
he
he's like, oh,
he
gonna.
The love of the father, like he's abused it.
When you was young, every time you wait for your father to bring you a game or whatever you want, right? Okay, what? Like,
no, but
remember, should be give
like
a.
He gives me games. That's the difference.
Like, his question is. He, like, simply this guy, he's self-centered and he abused the love of his father.
There's also you could also look at it in a way where he doesn't go back and say, well, I'm your son and this is my home, you know, just, you know, I want everything back how it used to be. I know I messed up, but I want everything. You know, he came back in a humble way and he kind of said, I'll be your servant, you know, to your own father. Like, I just trying to picture that now, and like my family, how that would work, you know. He didn't even expect anything. He's just like, just let me work for you, kind of thing. And also, I learned this in class where, in that time period, where honor was a big thing, so. We still kind of have that in our culture, like in the Egyptian and Lebanese culture, but not really in the American culture. So you have like your father wants, like if one of the kids mess up in the family, it affects the whole family, right? So like look at that family because they have that kid, no, no, no. So that was a big thing.
So we can say that the son was so ashamed that
yeah, and he, the fact that how it worked is that if you lose honor, so the son lost honor, you want to regain it. But by regaining it, you have to either go back to your status or work your way up. But he didn't even go back to regain his honor. He went back, like, to be a servant. Like, he didn't even go back to be a son or higher than his father or, you know, or went to work for someone else that his father was an enemy of, you know. He went back home where he knew that he messed up and he said, I'll be your servant. So in that, you'll see other stories in the gospel where the Pharisees, for example, they lose honor because Christ kind of like puts them in their place. And then they go get and they team up with the scribes and the Sadducees, okay, which they don't even, they're not even friends, but they go team up with their enemies to go against Christ because Christ, like, you know. So you see, compare the Pharisees with this story, you see like, okay, we might not look at it that he doesn't have good intentions, but in that time period, it's an odd story for people to hear that when Christ says that story.
So did you notice like the language that he used? First of all, like when he started to say, give me my inheritance, I wanna go. And then when he came, he said like, make me. It's a big difference. is not he's using, like he's trying now, the third step is like to offer. He offered his life, it's like make me. So he was like, as you said, he was like self-centered. I want my stuff back and I will, you know what, I don't want to even live with you. I just want to go and spend it as much as I can. Whatever I want to do, I want to do. And then when he come back, something changed. He started to be like, you know what, I'm yours. Make me whatever. If you want to make me your servant, I'll be fine. Just, he started to be, yes, he started to be like, you know, I have sinned against you and against God. So I don't deserve it. I don't deserve to be at, you know what, if you kick me out of it, I'll be fine. But just please, 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 just keep me as a hired. Hire me. Okay, someone else hired me outside. Okay, I was doing like dirty stuff outside. I can do the same in you at your home. Like, he came with something different inside him. It's not like, I don't agree he's the same though. It's kind of, there is something changed. It's kind of like what's called, St. Paul called transformation. Like, it's something happened inside him. You're not still not.
I'm not convinced, just because if he really had that remorse, he could have said, instead of being a hired servant, he said he could have been a slave to his father. Okay. Which slavery was the thing at that time.
You're just comparing to what he
currently was. So it's going back to my point that he just wanted something the same level or better. Or he wanted something better.
No, but he can't go back to being a son. Okay. I'm a guy, I left my father, I took all my inheritance, I left on bad terms. Mm-hmm. I think you're here too technical every single point of story.
Okay. So
but can I say something? The point that Nisha mentioned about if we understand the situation at that time, and honor is a big thing at that time. If we understand the situation, maybe we'll understand more what happened. So
yeah. So he wanted his honor back. So it's
not
still
only for him, but for the whole family. I mean, he put the whole family in shame. So imagine, I think it's a very tough situation. Very, very tough situation. And just him going back is not.
Okay. So if we go back to us, like, what did you spend away from your father? Did you spend your peace? Did you spend your comfort? Did you spend your, what did you spend? Like, do you, I don't know, do you, what did you have? And what did you lose? What did you waste? What did you run out of? Purity? Okay. Did you run off, like, did you spend your purity, your comfort, your peace? Okay, you still, you know, you'll be fine. Just be smart as this guy. And came back and say, okay, you know what? I want to go to my father. But first of all, like, you have to feel it. Feel like I ran out of it. I don't have it. I'm desperate. Like, I feel I'm tired. I want to go back. So, fed up and then face your sins. And put the name of the sin. Like, if you have, like, something, you have to do it repeatedly, that's called addiction. That's not called, I'm doing it for fun. No, call it sin. Okay? If you have sex before marriage, that's called adultery. Call it sin. It's not freedom. Yes. It's not freedom, it's not everybody else. It's not like I'm in Canada. You know, put the right name to the sin. And number three, like, offer something. Whenever you go in front of God, that's the Bible said, offer something. This guy offered his life. Offer something. Tell God, okay, you know, I'm coming to you and I'm offering my life. Make me. It's not give me anymore. It just now it's make me, whatever you want to do. But this kind of process, like, we don't have in our church something called, you know what, I'm saved. And, oh, this guy in behind, you're saved, yes, I'm saved. No, we don't have that. It's a kind of process. It's a kind of transformation. And I'll show you some, like, a video about what's called by, this is the language, Greek language transformation came from. And Sammy, can you show us? Not after this ad, of course. Okay. Okay. This is not transformation for sure. Okay, now transformation come from. Do you know what it is? Yeah. Thank you.
Duda.
Let's see how this. I don't want to say it ugly, but compared to what the end result. Yes. So that's called transformation. Yeah. Look at it.
Is it going around it?
Out of it. This is not the end of product, guys. No, it's not scary, it's nice. Fill off. That's a long time process. Just the camera, it's a long time process. But now it's like, yeah, time lapse. Thank you. Now, the second stage of the transformation. Look at it. Look at the amazing. No. There is another.
You have to subscribe and send $15.99 to watch.
No. There is another. No. Wait. It's coming. It's coming. Yeah. No. There is another one. No. There is. Okay. Okay. I think this one.
That's animated.
Bastiani.
This one.
This, it was 2 minutes, something. This is the one we just watched. Yeah, Nihalina, do you want the camera?
Sure.
But yeah, you can yani, go on with it.
Go faster this time.
Okay, this is the end of product. Look at this. This is the end of the. This is right after the green. This is right after the green. And then the amazing butterfly. And now it's a butterfly. This is the Greek meaning of transformation. I don't know if I can it's a metamorphosis. Yeah, it's a metamorphosis. It's a kind of what? Okay. So it's like if you go to the first stage, like what's called the caterpillar, and you told her, okay, you know what, your ugly stuff, you will be this amazing butterfly. Okay, I'm sorry to say it ugly, but I compared to this one, it's a kind of.
We are ugly in our sin.
Exactly. So sometimes you feel like, you know, you're called to be saint. You're called to be butterfly. Oh, no way. No, I'm not me. I'm fine just eating the tree. I'm fine. It's just this green stuff for me. Okay, I'm not this. I'm not Saint Anthony and Saint Paul and Saint Mark. I'm not this. But you're called to be this. You're called. Mrs. Butterfly, this is caterpillar, you are butterfly. It's like, no way. Until you feel like, you know, I'm desperate being this. I wanna get up. Like, feel like fed up. Like, you know, I'm tired to being this stuff, like eating tree. So she started the process of transformation, and it's a lifetime process. It's not like, hi, I'm saved. You know what? I'm going now, and you know what? Tomorrow my life will be, do you know, after 25 you know, everybody will be like, Egyptian will be nice, and everybody will be like, work hard, and will be the best country ever. It's not, it's a long time process. It's a long time process. And everybody was like, oh my God, we're still the same. Okay, we're still the same after 25th of January? Oh my God. Yes, it's a long time process. Like, this, like, of course, it take like 2 minutes to be butterfly, but it's not 2 minutes. It's worse now? I'm sorry. So. That's right. And maybe that's why the second, I mean, maybe if we have another cancellation anytime, we'll talk about how can I change my mind. I have to believe that I'm a butterfly, I'm not this stuff in the green. Okay? I have to believe in that. I have to see myself up there. I'm not like in the tree eating whatever. Right? Yeah, it's romantic, yeah? So I mean, so that's number one. So again, we'll just now, we're finishing. We finished. So we talk about how to get benefit of the knowledge of God, the humanity, the divinity, and the Holy Trinity, and then how to start a relationship with God, how to get fed up, how to own my sins, how to offer myself. And then the Father, what did he do? Party. And he's like, celebrate. It's a time for celebration, right? So eat and drink. He's like, okay, now you're here. Let's eat and drink. Thank you.
Does it talk about the other son?
Or no?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. The other son, he's like, start to be like, not smart enough to be the older son. But, I mean, the... Yeah, but he was the one who is always like at house and he's serving and whatever, but he aim very low. He aim for one kind of, you know, barbecue, but with his friends. That's what his dreams, a barbecue party was, you know, that's what his dream was. But this guy, he's like the smart guy, the smart son. He came. It's very tough to come back to yourself while you're in the middle of nowhere, right? It's not something, but you have to do it. You have to feel like, I'm tired of being tired. I'm desperate. I'm not from here. I'm not from this mud. I'm not belonging to the pigs. So that's all. Any question, any comments? Thank you so much. Do you want to comment?
I like the caterpillar analogy because it emphasizes how, like, the caterpillar, I guess, like, which represents us, it might think it looks great, and he might be, like, comfortable, and, like, I think it emphasizes the fact that, like, it's incredibly difficult to trust God, incredibly difficult, but, like, we always, like, we know, like, God promises something better. But it's just that little bit of trust that, like, I don't want to give up what I have now because I'm comfortable. And, like, that's a very, very dangerous thing. But, like I'm sure everyone here experiences it in some way or another. If you haven't experienced it, you will. Like, it's really hard to just take that extra step and give something up in your life in order to get what God is like preparing for you.
Get out of comfort zone, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even though what?
No, I'm just gonna. Oh.
I was gonna say, even though you know like what's coming, it's better. Sometimes it's hard to just.
But sometimes it's not me. Like this kind of bird, if you look at, like, if you start to look at, like, the sister, like butterfly now, like, yeah, lucky here. I'm not. It's not me. It's not for me. But
like, has anyone ever seen that picture of like the. That little girl standing in front of Jesus Christ with her little tiny teddy bear, and she's saying, "But I love it," and he's like, "But trust me," and he's got a giant teddy bear behind him. It's like that idea. It's like we know, like obviously God has something amazing planned for us, but it's just that, like, it's just that fear and that trust to give something up. It's fear. At the end of the day, it's fear.
That reminds me also of the story of Moses trying to cross the Red Sea. Pope Shenouda said it's not was like God, he made the land be, like, no, like whenever this step, one step start, the sea start to be move. So he has the faith of like, I will go through this water and this water will start to be a land. I can walk in it. So it's a kind of faith, like, you know, I know there is something better for me, but I don't have that kind of, you know,
trust.
Yes, the trust, yeah, non-verbally.
So much harder now, you know, in our, well, like our generation, whatever, like compared to back then, God was so, like Jesus was so prominent in anyone who was, like.
You mean like in society in general?
Yeah, I mean like.
I don't think it was actually.
No. Like he was always like, oh, you're blind? Okay, well, let me show everyone like the faith and what I can do with somebody who's blind or somebody who's paralyzed or a leper. Let me show you like the power like of my Father, you know. And everybody was their faith was restored, you know. Obviously, like how could you
but
not?
Yeah, so that's good comment. But do you think that if it is obvious, why this all these other people did not like it end up with killing him? So sometimes we have some obvious stuff. Like if you're there, like in this time, you might see it differently. Some people say that like he's insane. Some other people say like he's like Satan. His work was. So you might feel it's obvious, and here, maybe nowadays we have a lot of miracles. We don't open our eyes.
Yeah, but
I know. Yeah, sorry.
No, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's something like someone is like sick, and now it's
healed. Remember Tim Hortons last week? Everybody in Egypt, they're like, oh my goodness, Saint Mary is appearing.
Yeah.
What about like everyone else? You know, it's very
but
like uplifting and very.
But not everyone believed it.
What do you mean?
Like not everyone believed it.
Yes.
Even when if it happens now, like not everyone like even like you remember you're saying that in Christ's time it was easy because Christ did all these miracles, but you had someone like the rich man come up to him and say like. Who's probably seen and heard of what Jesus can do, and he tells him, "How do I inherit eternal life?" And Jesus says, "You know what? You have to go out of your comfort zone, and selling everything you have, and completely change your lifestyle." And the guy was like, "I'm not gonna do it," even though he'd probably seen and heard about what Jesus did because he was like the talk of the town. You know what I mean?
What do you mean? What about everybody else?
I mean, like people who witnessed it compared to people like us here, for example. You know what I mean?
Like, why didn't it appear? Like, she appeared
I guess,
to them and not us.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like for some people, like that seeing something like that will change their life.
I think in certain instances, sorry, I don't talk about
it. No.
I think in certain instances, we'll like never know why God lets apparitions happen at certain times to certain people. But I think at the end of the day, it all depends on your heart and how you receive it.
Yeah.
Because miracles still happen today, but you still have skeptics saying, well, no, it's probably this. Well, it was fake, or it was like. Altered or someone did something to do it or like someone like if it's not in their heart to believe they're gonna find a way around it to not believe.
I find it so hard to like with everything happening sometimes I think well if it happened would I really be able to distinguish like although like you think oh it's so obvious but we're reading it like what if you're there like would you be able to distinguish with everything happening like maybe maybe God is sparing you from not believing from like truth because you won't see it.
At the same time, for example, here you have a church. Some people don't even have a church. Mm-hmm. So if you're saying it's easier if you see a miracle, it's easier for you to believe. Well, you have a church. Some people don't even have a church at all. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's like I want to comment about the like how like when Jesus even did any kind of miracle, it wasn't a kind of show off stuff like, you know, I'm doing miracles so you have to believe, because anyway, like, a lot of people did not believe, and all whatever, even the believers, even his disciples, they ran away and like they didn't cross. But however, some people told Jesus, asked Jesus before, you know what, do a miracle to us, we want to see a miracle to believe. The same what you're saying now, right? You know, it's not fair, you know, I didn't see you doing this, can you do it again, can you do the show again? And he refused. Yes, and he refused to give him this miracle.
Yes, right. I understand.
Okay, that's good. No, that's good. Actually, that saved me.
I'm not saying like, oh, I need a miracle. Like I believe, like, there's a miracle every Sunday, every time we have Mass, like, we get the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Like, that's the biggest miracle on its own. You know. Yeah, exactly. That's what I meant.
It's actually a blessing. I think it's a blessing. Like, it's like when Christ said, like, he's telling the disciples, you've seen and heard these things, but blessed are those who have not seen and have believed. Like, we're, like, mm-hmm. The fact that we still come on Sunday, like, we're still here, you know what I mean?
I like the four steps process that you have to feel fed up and to accept yourself, come and talk to the Father, and then let's celebrate. And always link it to the mysteries in our church, the sacraments, via repentance, confession, and the Holy Mark El. We only can come to Christ through the sacraments.
Right.
So unless we repent, confess, and take the body, celebrate, then we can't come to Christ.
That's right. And that's right, because he did something. He did. He said the same thing twice, right? One was himself, which is repentance. And one in front of the Father, which is confession. He said the same. And that's, we sometimes misunderstand the repentance and confession, and we consider it only confession. But if you confess without repentance, actually, I would say you did nothing. I'm not sure if I can say that. If you confess without repentance, we just come to talk. Because when, like, one of the fathers said that, whenever you did anything wrong, if you confess, like, right away, said, God, like, immediately, this is wrong, I'm sorry, you're forgiven. You did nothing. And then come and get the blessing from, or the absolution from Abuna. And always our belief in the church said that, like, after you get the absolution from Abuna, as you get out of the baptism, brand new, you're clean. There is nothing in between. You either sin or 100% clean. After the confession, you're 100% clean, unless you hide something, let something else. But if you confess, as if you did not. Sometimes we came back and it was like we don't believe that. Like, you know, we still remember our sins, whatever. But that's something else. But in front of God, you're 100% clean, as if you come from the baptism. That is the only time we renew your baptism, or my baptism. Good. Any other comment? So as Maggie said, I like this point. I almost forgot telling. It's like confession. And we're like, you know what? You have no idea. You have no idea how this confession is even psychological part of you. I'm not talking about spiritual part of you. Some, like, we seek to talk, right? After we get it, you don't, I'm sorry. But you can get the blessing of not get the second. Like, when you confess your sin, you get, like, the blessing of forgiveness. That's not for you, the other one. And then you feel relieved. And then when you start to celebrate, please, when we do the songs, do it from your heart. Just pray it. sometimes I feel like even me, like I'm doing the same. Sometimes that we underestimate the strength of singing. When you say "my father," say it from your heart. Say it like feel it, and that's why I wanna do it again, Sami. But we wanna tonight. We'll say it, but we as praying, we close our eyes. If you don't mind, I will open my eyes to look at you. No, I'm just joking. And then and just to pray it. Like, try to imagine you are the son, the younger son, coming back, like, with all your sins, and you're in front of the father, and now you're...
I would like actually a comment that Abuna Antri Msiha Alu, just recently in a sermon that Mirai sent to me, and when the disciples asked Jesus how to pray, he said, Abba, and Abba means not father, it means daddy. Like, it's more of a, yani, I'm the spoiled son, like daddy. Exactly. Abba. So he wants us to be spoiled and say daddy, not just father.
So we'll sing it again, but with different things. And we'll try to sing it. Okay?
One, two, ready. Father God, I wonder how I manage to exist without the knowledge of your parenthood and your loving care. But now I am your child, I am adopted in your family, and I will never be alone, 'cause Father God, you're there beside me. I will sing your praises, I will sing your praises, I will sing your praises forevermore. Sing your praises, I will sing your praises, I will sing your praises forevermore.
In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Lord, thank you for this evening. Thank you for all the words and lessons we have received. Please let us be like the prodigal son, and let us turn back and come to you, to your loving arms. Let us come humbly, not expecting anything, but just your love. Let us repent and confess and receive your holy body and blood as much, as often as we can. Bless us and bless this gathering. And let us pray thankfully. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil.